Mourners are paying their respects at Hasty Memorial set up in Charleston, South Carolina. And later tonight, residents will gather for a prayer vigil to remember the 9 people gunned down Wednesday at the Emmanuel AME Church.
Dylan Storm Roof, the 21-year-old whose Facebook photos exhibited white supremacist and racist imagery, is facing charges of 9 counts of murder, 1 count of possession of a weapon used during the commission of a violent crime. Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina says the state will pursue the death penalty against him. Senator Tim Scott is a Republican senator from South Carolina, the first African-American senator elected from the South since Reconstruction. NPR's Michelle Martin caught up with him earlier today.
Senator Scott, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yes, ma'am.
This is obviously painful on so many levels. This is your home state. You were friends with some of the victims, but you are also the only African-American U.S. senator from the South, and this suspect says he killed his victims because they're Black. And I wondered if that raises questions for you that are perhaps different from the ones that your fellow senators are facing right now.
I just received a text from a friend of mine from Colorado saying he was praying for me and praying for my people, and then he corrected himself and said, I'm praying for our people because we are, in essence, one before the good Lord and one as a nation. And frankly, that's how I see this. I see this as an issue of a demented, evil person striking terror in the hearts and then killing 9 people. Was race a factor? Obviously, he said that he was going to kill Black people. So there's no doubt that race is one of the motivations. And frankly, I'm sure that he will get justice at the fullest extent of the law.
Do you think that mental illness is the primary driver here, or do you think it is something else, i.e. racial animus? I mean, other people suggest that this is terrorism and think it should be called as such.
I think it's hate. I think anyone who has that level of hate in their heart that it scrambles their brains, perhaps someone would call that mental illness. I just call that hatred.
But personally, do you think it's terrorism?
I mean, I think many have commented on the fact that this is a form of domestic terrorism, and I find it hard to disagree with the fact that if you were sitting in that church, were you a victim of terrorism? I think from the experience that people had and from the definition that we use from a cultural standpoint, the definition would include terrorism for what we've seen over the last couple of days.
Does that matter? Does that matter to you?
You know,
or does that matter more broadly?
I don't know what matters to me more than the fact that I've lost a friend. Us trying to put the definition of why he did what he did is not as important to me today as it may be in a week. Today, I know that my friend is gone, and 8 members of his congregation, they're gone because of someone who was so filled with hate, so filled with venom, that they acted out in the most violent, horrific way possible, and that grieves my heart and cuts my soul. But as the Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:14, that even when you're going through a harshness or a sickness or, for me, a broken heart, your spirit must be strong so that you can continue to work to make sure that this and other things like this don't happen again.
To that end, though, some are asking why the Confederate flag is flying at full height or even at all on the Capitol grounds, especially under these circumstances. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, the answer is a simple answer, is that the compromise that was reached 15 years ago or so stated that the flag would be removed from the top of the Capitol to a different location on state grounds, and for it to be removed from that point would take a General Assembly decision.
You don't have an opinion about this?
Well, my opinion is that as we look for ways to have a serious conversation about moving forward with healing and restoration, will the flag be a part of that conversation? I think the answer is the flag will be a part of that conversation.
Can I ask you, does this make you feel vulnerable in a way that perhaps you had not?
I think certainly the answer is I questioned my own security yesterday more than I did the night before last. I think that's the rational thing to do, and I hope to make sure that we keep people who are trying to do others harm locked up when we are able to catch them beforehand, and certainly punish them to the severest extent of the law when we catch them.
Senator Scott, thank you so much for speaking with us, especially during such a difficult time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle.